Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Though your world is torn apart and you're left with a broken heart and you feel that there's no real healing inside. Oh no, but this I know. You cannot feel it, just believe it. He'll make everything. He'll make it all right. He will make it all right.
Yes, he will. He will make it all right every single time. I'm your host, Jackie Wayans, and you are listening to Don't Give Up Radio Show. And I promised you last week that we would have an extra special show for you tonight, and we will. It'll be special on many levels. Many of you have enjoyed the music of the first family of gospel in America. That is the Winans family. We know the names, Marvin, Cece, Bebe, and Daniel. And tonight, Daniel will be with us sharing his new CD project, Family, and I'm looking forward to hearing it and sharing it with you. And not only that, but going into the deeper meaning of family and to be able to get that from a legacy that is so strong and so visible that we can absolutely hear and receive the nuggets and the truths that will be shared with us tonight. Now, Daniel himself is a Grammy Award winner. He's been nominated for Grammys more than three times. He's internationally known. And all of his CDs really connect to very intimate issues, brotherly love, first love, the family. So you definitely, Daniel, you have a theme that you tend to run on with your music. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for sharing.
Right. Thank you. Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, there are some families that are definitely known not only for their talent, but also for their size. You think of the Jackson family and even the Wayans family, but the Winans family. Talk to me about the size of your family and, you know, give us a breakdown from siblings to nieces, nephews, grandkids. How large is the Winans family?
Well, the siblings, we total 10. Jackie, seven straight sons and then three daughters, and lovely daughters, but the rules all changed once our sister came into
right.
The picture. Yeah, all the strict rules went right out the window, but 10. There's David, Ronald, Carvin, Marvin, Michael, myself, Benjamin, Cece, Angie, and Debbie, all born to David and Dolores, so always a house full, never a dull moment. And as far as nieces and nephews, wow, we just had this last Thanksgiving, we took over the beach out there in Florida. And I didn't realize there were so many of us. But my parents have grandchildren that comes up to 30, and then great-grandchildren. So they're in the 30-plus now.
Wow.
Ever growing. And it's a wonderful thing to see, though. I was glad to see the foundation support now such a well-growing tree. So a lot of us.
That sounds wonderful. Yes, it is. You took over a whole beach. I'm an only child, so I don't know too much about that. And I always wondered how do you remember all the names and the birthdays? But I think the thing that stands out the most is the love that you share between one another.
Well, we only remember because we help each other remember. You know, that's actually something we have to do.
Okay.
But, yeah, the love is definitely what keeps it going. So,
well, let's
the
get right
child,
into it.
Only child? I'm sorry, you're the only child?
Yes, I'm an only child. It's just me, but I made up for it by having three of my own back-to-back very close together. So
there
I kind
go.
Of got a little taste of it. And as I mentioned, I did marry into the Wayans family, who also, you know, my that family.
Yes, plenty. You made up for it. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Cousins and everything like that. So I do understand it, even if I'm looking from the outside in. I do get a little bit of a glimpse there. I wanted to capitalize on something you mentioned as you started the intro, you know, 10 boys and then the girls came along, and you said it kind of changed the dynamic. And we know family dynamics are, you know, always changing, and they're very nuanced. Talk to us a little bit about what it was like growing up. You know, that's a large family. What was it like?
Well, it was definitely historical as far as I'm concerned. I think back growing up in our home in Detroit, in the projects first, and then on Detroit's west side. And even from the projects to the west side, nothing changed because what mattered was inside the house. You know, I learned that the inside of the home had every level and every expectation met. There was love, as you mentioned before. And there was, you know, disagreement in any family. But the way we were taught, the type of love we were taught by example versus just being told. My parents were examples, and their conversations were meaningful. I think when you exercise certain ways of living and exercise language, or even deeds, whether it's smoking, drinking, whatever you do inside the home, you're going to spread it outside the home. And it's going to really give the people outside of your home the opportunity to characterize you and to sort of sum you up. And so the dynamics, you know, I know they're forever changing when you allow it to, but my father and mother first gave us the understanding of not being, no variableness, you know. Be the same person that you are in the house, outside of the house.
Right.
And it goes a long way.
Mm.
When you're treating your brother and sister correctly inside the home, much easier done outside of the home. And so being respectable to your elders, I'm not even talking about my parents. I'm saying we were taught to, you know, respect your older brother. Now, that was hard at times, especially when you have those challenges when the parents are not home. It was taught, and it was a rule, and there were ramifications for breaking those rules. And so we were taught those dynamics, and truthfully, it carried, stayed with us right outside of those walls. And so that's what I think back on, and I'm truly grateful for, because I was able to carry that with me into my adult life.
Right, and, you know, it's very difficult, you know, I have three, and to be able to manage that dynamic with just three, and I'm thinking a whole, you know, household of children, and but that structure was there, you know, and the parents put the structure in place, and you guys followed. I'm sure it wasn't always, you know, smooth sailing, but at the same time, the structure was put into place. I'm curious to know, as you know, you develop, you become young adults, and you start to have your own families, how did that change in terms of your dynamic with each other? Did you, what were you able to keep from that? What did you figure out that you needed to get rid of? You know, because there's always that changing balance.
Well, I like you, first of all, I my wife and I, we have three children of our own. Now, we had two boys and then a girl. Is that the order you have, maybe?
I have two girls and then the boy.
Oh, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But we had two boys and a girl. And no, I've got to tell you now, the only thing that changes are the people, obviously. It's no longer David and Dolores, but it's Daniel and Sybil.
Mm.
And I've never, to this day, I believe that marriage is a wonderful mystery. I think that is between two people. I think they are originators and authentic, and no two marriages will ever be alike. I think that you can take the foundational teachings you were taught and bring them along with you through your lifestyle. Again, not just verbally saying it, but once it's built in you, you represent it and how you live. And so I think when two come together, because my wife is from her childhood, and then I am, and then we come together and we allow us to grow together and
Great.
Allow what we have to evolve. But once it comes down to children,
yeah,
then by that time, we are in total agreement that there has to be structure. It's unfair to children not to have structure.
Right.
It doesn't allow them a chance
to feel safe.
Really,
sure.
Yes, that's exactly.
You know, talk to me about your new project, Family. I want to get to playing that track in a little bit. What made you do this? What was the impetus for titling it Family, writing the song, and doing this project?
DNA. I mean, that's all we were taught. From the time I can remember, my father has been on one assignment. He had one thing focused, you know, right after his love for God was to properly prepare his family and prepare them for everything. And you say, well, how can you prepare for everything? Well, you do those necessary things in the home. And once you cover the home really good, you'll be shocked how prepared your children are for what's next.
Mm.
So it's in the DNA. It's what my father was all about. It's what I've always been about. And it's what God has ordained.
Indeed. And it's a thing that we need to protect because there's so many faults against the family. So let's listen to that track, and we're going to come back and talk with Daniel Winans a bit more.
Now it can be confusing when someone starts abusing love, especially if that somebody is a very close somebody who better should know. Now there's been conversation about the love in John here. This is an opportunity for you to get it straight from me. I think you should know
I've got brothers
and
I love them.
No matter what they did.
Hey,
and my sisters,
I hug them
every chance I get.
Oh, and
my nephew and my niece will preserve the family tree. And my mama,
and you must choose what you
love that never parts. Believe me, I know. Now there is just one last thing. You must trust God for all your dreams. He knows exactly what is needed. So don't you be defeated. Let the whole wide world know.
I've got brothers. I love them.
Doesn't matter.
By Daniel Winans. It's wonderful. I love it. It's very upbeat and light. In fact, I can even hear a little Caribbean remix on that. You might want to think about that. I have some island roots, so it has that vibe to me. Yeah, I'm the sea breeze. I can almost hear that happening. But, you know, on top of all the, you know, the lightness and the wonderful production of the music, there's some serious lyrics in there. It's actually very deep, and I wanted to go into it a little bit more with you and see if we could weed it out, because sometimes, you know, we get caught up in the music and we don't really realize that there's a message in there that's very strong. That's the reason you wrote it. And right at the top, you talk about this phrase, abusing love, and when that day comes, a calling. What are you referring to? Talk to us about that.
Well, only family has the ability to really puncture the spirit of one another.
Mm.
Outside the doors, in the streets or wherever you may go, strangers, you can pretty much overcome those challenges. But it is pretty rare to one get punctured or wounded by the very close, really the knitted together love. That family, that you know, family has,
mm-hmm.
and for family has that ability to wound you like nobody else's business.
Yes,
but you learn that within that infrastructure that we talked about earlier, there is the power of forgiveness, and there is the which is the antidote, really. When that day comes calling, you feel wounded by a family member. The antidote is there, and it always has been. And all you need to do is reach, grab it, and apply it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's that simple. Because if anybody has a wound, if you have a cut, and it's very simple for you to grab the necessary things to heal that cut, to put a Band-Aid, and whatever it is that you put on it to help it heal. It's just a matter of reaching for it and doing it. So that's what I'm saying out at front, is that day will come.
Right.
You, most likely, if you have siblings.
You can't avoid it, actually. It's a very good lesson to learn. Even as an only child, I've shared on the show many times, my mom, being from the islands, she's a very, you know, strong, authoritative, you know, she didn't take any junk kind of mom.
Right,
and
right,
so,
right.
You know, one of the things that she said to me very early on was, if you can take it from me inside the house, then you'll be able to deal with it from anybody else outside of the house. Now,
she's right.
I actually want to go through that, you know, I wanted to get all my support and nurture inside the house so that I could be fortified outside of the house. But there is a balance between ruling with what they say, an iron glove and a velvet glove. But,
yeah, but you just said something. You just said something very powerful. That nourishing, that you were nourished for that area.
Yeah.
See, that's an area, if you're not nourished for it, then your mom knew that what sort of prey you would have become for those, you know, those wolves outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you have to have your blood thickened for those reasons. And whom the Lord loveth.
Yeah.
So that's a part of being nourished. That's a wonderful part of being nourished. And you don't realize that until you become a grown up. Because they used the term whoopings back then, and I led all my siblings when it came down to whoopings.
Oh, really?
I got more than everybody.
Oh, my.
And, it took me to be outside of the house as a grown-up to go back and see my parents and tell them, thank you for every chastisement there ever was. Thank you.
Wow.
So,
you know, it's interesting because you give the example of the cut and how easy it is to get the supplies and just to, you know, apply it. The reality is, though, is that there is a sting that occurs with that. You don't want the alcohol swab. You don't want the hydroperoxide on there, but that has to go in unless you want an infection. And so it takes courage to work out relationships and problems when they happen. Can you share with us, either from, you know, a sibling story or in your marriage, a time where it just took courage, it cost you something to gain the reward of having that family member and maintaining the relationship, you know, choosing to stand and to stay? That's a very difficult thing to do. And we know that marriages are falling apart. So speak to those who might be in a difficult place right now in their marriage, in their family. You know, how can they transition from that place or make it through that place? Share with us a time that you had to face that.
Well, as far as siblings go, again, and I don't want to sound redundant, but it is, and you mentioned peroxide and those other remedies. You know, I found out later on from actually my daughter, he's Dr. Casey Wines now, that the certain remedies weren't doing the job, okay? And so there are some natural, from the roots, from the ground, remedies that do the job. I mean, literally. And to the point where that cut, that pain does not exist. I mean, there are some medicines that people use and doctors give out for the money's sake. And it covers the wound, but it never heals it. But then there are remedies that actually heal completely. And I have to go back to my parents. There was that sort of remedy was in our home. It was a no-nonsense bringing up. There wasn't different faces. Put on this face just for this moment and carry this away. No. Now, I'm not going to tell you that my brothers and I never scuffled. But let me tell you, when we finished scuffling, it was as if it never happened. And it didn't take a lot of time because of the real remedy that was placed in the infrastructure, forgiveness. And your relationship, when you have a personal relationship with the Lord, you understand the importance of allowing yourself to be led versus allowing others to affect how you feel inwardly. As far as my wife and I can give you a very quick story because I've been married over 30 years. It'll be 33 years in August. And Sib and I, we can go back to one incident, one, where we sat up on the end of the bed because I knew I was right and she believed she was right. And we had a disagreement, and we sat there stubborn, not moving an inch until, I don't know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And finally we were so tired and looked at each other and said, I believe I'll give her the credit of saying, honey, forgive me. Because I'll give her the credit because she's so much sweeter than I am. And I quickly told her, honey, you know, it's my fault, and forgive me. But we refused to go to sleep, Jackie, with that on our hearts and on our minds. And that is where the wisdom of the Lord comes in. You know, you just can't go to bed thinking you're going to get up and try to shake it off then. So, you know, pardon?
Yeah, no, continue, definitely.
Yeah, if the wisdom says, you know, don't go to sleep on it. Let's search until the Lord shows us or until one of us enlightens the other, and then go from there. You know,
well, you know, we take these vows, right, and we talk about sickness and health and better and for worse, you know, and it takes a lot to love, at least the right type of love. And I was reading Ephesians 3:17-19 today, and for the first time, it really became very clear to me that God explained to us that we actually need power to love, and we don't think of it that way. We think love is the easiest thing in the world, but that's because we're just thinking about the good feeling, happy time stuff. But real, real love is something that takes, like you said, forgiveness, the ability to, you know, love covers a multitude of sins, the scripture says. And so it actually takes, just like we call on God's power for salvation, we call on his power to overcome fear, to address problems and situations in our lives, we need to call on his power for love, to love the way that he loves. We can't do it without him.
Well, you're exactly right, and you're right, because the word love is used loosely, and it's used really out of context in many ways, definitely pertaining to marriage, really too soon. My sons who are, you know, are about to take those steps of marriage, and my wife and I, we do some seminars, but I talk to the men and she talks to the women sort of separately, and then we come together to celebrate when we're asked to do seminars, because I'm very frank with them. Love evolves. when marriage, which is honorable, but then the two become one, and that's where love has to evolve. You're to fall in love every week, fall more and more in love, as because now you become one, so it has to evolve. And so, just like you said, the power from on high, that's the Holy Spirit, because he has to lead you and guide you in that relationship. There's a lot of giving, and you're excited to do so, and you're prepared to do so, because that's what love does. For God so loved the world, he gave. And so it's a giving life. And the more knowledge those who are looking to get married, the more knowledge they're able to get about what that really means and what it's about, the off they'll be. It does take power, but it's a wonderful thing. And because it evolves in every marriage differently. But if you allow it to, that means staying, praying, watering, allowing some sun in. If you allow it to grow, then you can actually eat from that tree and grow happily.
Well, you know what? I'm going to actually play your next title track, "The Wind," right? And again, beautiful song with strong lyrics. And I want to come back and talk to it a little bit more, because I think you touched on it a little bit just now, and I want to just carry that thought straight through. So let's listen to this new title track.
Okay.
Gonna get better. Mm-hmm. Who knows just how much rain is gonna fall, or if it will rain at all. I know if it decides to rain, nothing will stay the same. So prepare. This very hour, it's gonna shower. Watch the wind, which way he blows. He will show how to flow. Hold on tight, enjoy the ride. Then he will guide through the night. Watch the wind, people can't figure out just how to love. What are you thinking of? But now I can truly say there's a better way each and every day. So hold on, this very hour it's gonna shower. Watch the wind,
watch the wind,
which way it
blows.
He will show,
he will show
how to flow.
Hold on
tight, enjoy the ride,
since
he will guide
through the night.
Watch the wind,
watch the way
it's way to blow.
Enjoy the ride,
city will guide.
Show with Daniel Winans, who's been a wonderful, wonderful guest, and the time is just flying by, and we still have more to talk about. Lovely song, really lovely song.
Thank you.
You know, Watch the Wind. You're not talking about just the breeze in the air that we can't see. What are you speaking about when you say watch the wind?
Definitely beyond shadow of a doubt, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes. The Holy Spirit. The song came about a little different, though. The song, how it came about, was quite different.
Okay.
I'm an avid golfer. And,
okay.
Yeah, and I was actually watching Tiger Woods when he was really playing well.
Wow.
And he was about to swing and hit the ball, and he stopped in the middle of the swing. And I don't know how he did that, but then he stopped, backed off, threw up some grass, watched which way the wind threw the grass, grabbed a different club, hit the ball right next to the hole.
Wow.
And I immediately thought about believers. And if we would just stop taking any sort of approach, and just any type of approach to everyday situations, and give the Holy Spirit a chance to direct you. He'll hit it right where it needs to be every time.
Wow, that is such a powerful visual. I can see it as you were saying it. I can see it. And what would it be if we were that attuned to stop what we're doing that even seems to be right, you know? It seems to be okay,
right.
But to stop midstream and say, wait a minute, I think the winds have changed, and to evaluate that, and that is fabulous. And the fact that you saw that and you made the connection, and then the song just came out of that?
Yes. That is how the song was birthed.
Wow, that's
absolutely
beautiful. I was going to ask you to kind of give, an analogy for our listeners, because I designed this show for people who I call overcomers. They've been through a lot already, but they still haven't reached that goal, that destination, that calm, peaceful place. And life is a cycle, and we go in and out, but they're still reaching for that. And so this show is designed to encourage them and to help them understand that other people have been there. And so if you've been there and you made it out, that they can do it too. But that analogy with Tiger Woods is so powerful that I think it really says it all. How would you advise someone, just even using, stringing out that example a little more, how would you advise someone listening to prepare for changing winds? Because I think there's something that he had to have, you know, like you said, you don't even know how he stopped mid-swing, but he did. You know,
how do we prepare
spiritually for changing winds of life?
Yes, yes. It blew me away. And but the one thing that I was able to focus on is that the beauty of what God has given us is choice. And he has allowed us to be able to choose directions, to choose what to say and what not to say. The Holy Spirit will govern, if you allow him to, your spirit.
Mm.
We make excuses, or we tend to want people to feel sorry about our situations, or we seek that feeling of love from other people, and we want people to really know how we feel, when the only meaningful relationship is with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
that's the relationship, is with the Lord, because when you have that relationship in line, that one, and I think that's key, Jackie. We have to get our priorities straight. Instead of worrying about what's next, what relationship is next, our relationship with the Lord has to be intact. And all you have to do is just have that intimacy with him and allow him to lead. Yes, it blew me away when he stopped in mid-swing, but he had his club in his hand. He had the ability, watch this, he had the ability to stop.
Right.
And there's something to be said about that. You can stop and allow him to lead. The devil is defeated already. God ain't trying to get himself ready to prepare for some battle with the devil. That's over.
Right, right.
I mean, he lost. God won. Okay.
Amen.
So it's not that type of situation. We want to drag and give the devil more credit. We want to put him in play. But it's actually your relationship that's out of play. It's our relationship that is not tight as it should be with the Lord. And once that's tight, then that's why I refer to hold on tight as in a roller coaster. Enjoy the ride. You know, one of my favorite rides was a roller coaster. And you know, hold on tight, because it's going to be enjoyable. It's going to, there's victory every single time. There's victory. Now, there's growth, and with growth, there's pain. With any growth, there's pain. There's growing pain.
Right.
And,
right.
But there's purpose. You know, you have to grow in order to reach a certain shelf so you can reach what's there and what's needed and what's for you. And then the Holy Spirit teaches you that, and then you don't look at it the way a non-believer would. You begin to see it and understand it better. This is growth. This is what the scriptures tell us. When it comes down to, I believe it's in Acts, where we glory in temptation. You know, we triumph when we come up against those things. That's to help our growth, tribulations. And so to glory in tribulation, you have to have an inside track. You know what I mean? That has to be given by the Holy Spirit for you to glory in tribulation, and that's the vision you get when the Holy Spirit is intimately in your life and leading.
Well, yes, definitely. It actually takes me back to the scripture that I shared earlier in Ephesians 3:17-19. It actually reads, and I pray that, this is Peter, and he says, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. It surpasses our understanding, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. The thing that makes us most like God is the power to love like God. And that's the thing that will impact this world. We're talking with Daniel Winans of the Winans family. And in case you may have been living under a rock for the past, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years, I want to play a well-known track by the Winans family and come back, and Daniel will find out more about this project and where we can get our hands on it. Sound good?
Yes, absolutely.
Something that you need to know. Too long we've been fighting
Love has no evil for its people. We're living in a time where there's wars and rumors of wars, and we need to pray. Our love can make a difference. We need to pray for what's going on in the Middle East right now. We need to pray for the little girls that have been kidnapped and for people who are in human trafficking. We are, you know, pray for those who are being killed, for their faith, for the missionaries who are on the ground doing this mighty work. And oftentimes people who are singing for the Lord are just looked at as entertainers, but it's a ministry. And what you're doing makes a difference. So thank you so much for sharing what you have tonight. I believe this was a very powerful broadcast, and I wanted to know if you had any parting words of encouragement for the listeners. You know, we spoke to the believer, but what would you say to the non-believer who's listening, who wants to know how to have a successful marriage or a better relationship? Where do they start? Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, first of all, it's not by chance that they're tuned in to your broadcast this evening. It's not a haphazard event. It definitely is ordained and divine. They need to know that the Lord loves them enough to give them opportunity to hear the testimonies and the conversation about our Lord and Savior this evening. And so I would ask that that the Lord continues to be on their hearts and minds throughout this evening so that they don't miss another day when it comes down to becoming a believer. That is my prayer and my belief. Because, you know, Jackie, he didn't give us a spirit of fear. And yes, and we pray constantly for all those different events that are going on. And we're supposed to do that. But we glory in the fact that we have victory. To win souls is what it's all about. And so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to continuing to being a fisher of men. And I'm thanking God for all your listeners, the believers and non-believers, because the non-believers will be believers.
Amen.
And I'm believing,
that's my prayer.
I'm believing that, yes, I'm believing that this day. And so as far as the believers, you know, continue to expect, you know, hope is wonderful. But now it's time. We're living in the day where expect God to use you for mighty things in these last days. Because it's going to take mighty things in these last days.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. You know, the radio show, to me, that is a part of what it is, but I know there's something else that he is waiting to tell me to do, and I'm keeping my ears open, and I believe that's true for you as well. Tell us about the family CD. Where can we get it? When's it available?
Oh, you can get it out there in the off the internet out there now, I'm sure. As far as hard copies, they'll be in places like Walmart and those different retail stores. I want to say as early as the middle of August, they should hard copies should be in the stores. But right now, it's available. The entire CD is available online. I don't know, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, all those places. Of course, whenever I'm in your town, I'll have them with me.
Well, definitely let me know when you're going to be in New York City, and I will make sure I get the word out and support you.
Absolutely, Jackie.
All right. Now, we just listened to that very moving, I can tell it was a little bit of a flashback moment for you, too. Is there anything in the future that we can expect the Winans brothers doing anything together or the whole family doing something?
I know I'll be doing my very first Christmas CD this year, and I'll have a few family members on it. As far as the tour, they've been, you know, discussing it, And okay. I don't know exactly when that happened. As far as projects, I know everybody is always doing something. So
mm-hmm.
I can't put my finger on exactly what everybody's doing, but the tour has been talked about. I know I get out of here and do some things over in Europe at the end of this year. So they're, you know, just exciting times. We're just looking for what the Lord is wanting to get done next.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
You know, I want to hear that song, The Wind, again. So we're going to go out on that. And I want my listeners to know that I want you to continue this week as you go through. Remember everything that you heard here. Listen to the show over again. Find me on Facebook. Just look up Don't Give Up Radio. It's that simple. Click like and
that's
you'll be
right.
connected.
Don't
in.
Give up. I like that title, Jackie. Don't Give Up Radio. And when they contact you, they'll be able to see all my information for booking,
that's
Lady LaDonna, Bridgepoint Media Entertainment, you know, Winans Bloodline Management. They'll be able to find all that just by looking you up on Don't Give Up.
Exactly. So I want them to continue to be their own best hero, because the greatest hero of all, Jesus Christ, gave his life for you because he said you were worth it. And so you can go forward this week in his strength and his power and with the Holy Spirit guiding you through like the wind.
Gonna get better. Who knows just how much rain is gonna fall, or if it will rain at all. I know if it decides to rain, nothing will stay the same. So prepare this very hour, it's gonna shower. Watch the wind, which way he blows, he will show how to flow. Hold on tight, enjoy the ride, then he will guide through the night. Watch the wind, people can't figure out just how to love. What are you thinking of? But now I can truly say there's a better way each and every day. So hold on, this very hour it's gonna shower. Watch the wind,
watch the way,
which way it
blows,
he will show,
he will show
how it flows.
Hold on
tight, enjoy the ride,
enjoy the ride.
City will guide.